What's up, fools? Thank you for tuning in to an episode of Full Fiction. We have special guest Myra, aka the 5-foot giant, back to talk about The Last of Us. Let's get into it!
Bienvenidos, everyone. Welcome back to another special episode of Full Fiction featuring me, Myra, the 5-foot giant. Let's get into it.
You're always trying to clown me on that. It's Greg. I'm also here with Myra. And don't forget to follow the socials on IG, full.fiction, Twitter, full_fiction, TikTok, full_fiction. Like, download, subscribe, follow.
Tell your aunts, tell your tias, tell your tios, tell your primos, tell everybody.
Don't forget to hit share. Whew, okay, you did very good so far. Okay, some news is out. We can cover news this time around. Creed 3 is out, killing it in the box office. Are you going to go see it?
I don't think so. I haven't even seen Creed 2. I saw the first Creed. It was really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Shazam 2 is coming out on March 17th, I think.
That one I definitely am watching. I really liked Shazam 1, and I'm a huge fan of Zachary Levi himself. I watched Chuck, and so I really like him.
I was going to ask, because you seem like a Zachary Levi person.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like him. I think he also voiced Ryder or Flynn in Tangled.
Oh.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Background. Mm-hmm. Ted Lasso comes out on March 15th.
That one, I know we're all excited for.
Absolutely. Yeah. Is that a weekly thing? That's a weekly thing, right?
Yes, I think so. Weekly.
Kathy's going to be all over that. She wants her own segment. Scream 6 is absolutely killing it right now. I'm not going to watch it. Are you going to watch it?
I'm going to watch it. You're not going to watch it?
No.
No, I don't think I'll watch it in theaters.
There's
I'll definitely
so many movies
wait.
To watch right now.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. But I do like me like a fun, quote-unquote, scary movie.
Slasher.
Yeah, slasher.
I'll say check out Real Addiction if you want to do a little background on that. And they break it down really well, and they love slasher movies.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yellow Jackets, March 24th. You're all over that shit.
You
right?
already know I'm all over that shit. I love Yellow Jackets. Everyone, I recommend it to everyone. I actually recommended it to like my little 50-year-old coworker, and she loved it. And she was like, when's the next season? I'm like, I got you, Judy. It's in a few weeks, March 20-something. But yeah, definitely very excited. I love Yellow Jackets.
What is Yellow Jackets about?
So basically, a quick synopsis is this high school girl soccer team flies out to their national championship game, and then the plane crashes and it's like it lands in the middle of nowhere. Several of the teammates die, and then it just shows you flashbacks from like their time in the forest, and then flash forwards of their time in the present, and then it dives into like mysterious things that happen in the woods. For example, their background, like they had to be cannibals and eat each other. And so the first season, you still don't get to see like who exactly is being eaten and who's doing the eating.
Okay, but, is it like Lord of the Flies a little bit?
Yeah, something I've heard of that. I haven't seen Lord of the Flies, but I have heard that it references to it. So I know the show was inspired by that one, Flight, Andes Flight, where I think it was on Argentina and the plane crashed and then they had to eat each other to survive. And I think they were stranded for a few weeks.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'd probably be victim number one to be eaten. But it's going to take a lot to get me down.
You'd feed all of us for a few weeks.
For real. Steve, a little more weeks.
Yeah. Steve, maybe a solid 2 months.
Okay. And then there's lots of rumors swirling around about Daredevil right now.
You know I love Daredevil. Tell me the rumors. I need to know.
There's going to be no Foggy.
What?
Foggy's rumored to not be coming back.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
That's his best friend.
Yeah.
Huh.
Also, the chick, too. What was her name? Karen or
something? Karen.
Yeah, she's not coming back either.
So is this just going to be Matt?
At least they haven't talked to them yet because they're like, we have had no communication so far.
Interesting. But it is rumored that Matt, Charlie Cox is the only one coming back so far.
Him, John Barenthal, aka John Barenthal. The Punisher.
Oh, okay.
And Jessica Jones.
Really? Yeah. Didn't Jessica Jones and Daredevil kind of have like sexual chemistry tension when they were together on that one, their own show, what was it called?
She could have, because she also fucked Luke Cage.
Ah, yes. I did hear that.
So yeah. It could be anything.
Well, I guess we'll see.
Those are the most of the rumors swirling around right now.
All right. I'm a little disappointed about Foggy not being... I mean, he did annoy me, his righteous self, but he's...
He was funny as shit, though.
Exactly. He was really funny. He balanced out Matt. Really brought, like, that human out of him. Because sometimes, you know, he wanted to kill. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. And then Karen kind of bugged me. She was also super righteous. So I'm not too bummed she doesn't come back.
Karen pissed me off. She's literally a Karen.
Yeah, she's literally a Karen. I know. So, awful. I'm excited to see him, though, have maybe a new love interest.
Okay, so what have we been watching lately? You just watched Ant-Man.
Yes, I did.
And you are the biggest Paul Rudd stan.
I am. I was disappointed at your last episode where you guys said, like, oh, like, talked all this shit on it.
We didn't talk all this shit.
A little, but then you did say that it was, I think, a 7 out of 10?
Yes.
Okay, so I agree.
Yeah.
I definitely give it, like, a solid 7 also, maybe 7.5 because I'm being biased. But I was entertained. I laughed. What's his name? Jonathan Majors had an incredible performance. The storyline, you're right. It was a little choppy, you know. But overall, I think it was pretty entertaining.
What did you think of the daughter, Cassie?
Oh, my God. Cassie. I think she was, she was okay. She was a little lovable, but not really. She was kind of annoying. I mean, it is her fault that all of this happened.
Classic teenage white girl.
Yeah, classic teenage white girl. Yeah, it was whatever.
And, oh, you watched You
a little bit? I've seen
part one episode of the latest season. Mm-hmm. I did not watch the first two seasons, I think. I don't know. The first season, I hated. I was like, this guy just pissed me off.
You know, it's funny. I actually like the first season the best.
Really? Mm-hmm. I actually didn't, just because I was like, he's stalking her. And everyone's like, this is illegal. And everyone's cheering him on.
No, we weren't cheering him on. I mean, I wasn't. But he was very stalkerish. But I just feel like the storyline in the first season was so much better than, like, the later seasons.
When he came to Los Angeles, that's when I started watching it again. Mm. So he was like, hey, I know that area. That's basically all I watched it for.
Yeah.
And then I liked the last season with Love because that was actual, like, kind of mystery. And mm-hmm. That was interesting.
Yeah. I'm just going to ask, is Love alive?
I don't know.
You don't know yet? Same.
I want to say no, but that crazy bitch, who knows?
I know. I feel like she's alive. I'm just waiting for her to come back.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I feel like is going to happen, just because she's one crazy bitch.
White women are wild.
You said it. Women hating women.
No, I am not.
Steve, you caught that? No.
I do not hate women. Unless they're problematic white women. Just to be clear.
Also Karen. And then I recently started watching the F1 series, Formula One, Drive to Survive, because if I got that wrong, Kathy would have screamed.
How's that going so far? Do you recommend?
It literally has me by the balls after episode 2.
Oh, wow. What is it about?
It's literally just about the F1 series. I think because where we're at in the United States, we don't really watch Formula One much.
That's true.
Like, it's not on TV. There's no fucking chance you'll catch that shit on, like, regular TV, mm-hmm. mostly because it's in Europe. And it's got crazy drama. And it's just interesting. They have such great camera angles on these cars. Okay. We know nothing of what's happening, but we're like, oh, fuck. Like, one guy, he quit his team mid-season. Well, like, he didn't really quit. Next season, his contract was up, and he already signed with a different team while still racing for his regular team.
Oh, wow.
So it was really awkward.
Yeah. So this is, like, real people, real events?
Yes.
That they're filming? Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. So, like, a reality show for racing?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is also, there's a reality show for golf, kind of. Swing. Full Swing on Netflix.
Wow. Didn't know that.
If you don't
either.
Know golf, you should start with this. Mm. It is so entertaining and it is so petty.
Who would have known? Is it a lot of, like, majority just old white men playing golf?
No, they do different one, like, episode. It's like different episodes they have different people on. Like, so episode 1 was, like, the younger white guys. Episode 2 was older white guy. And, like, because there's the new Saudi league, so they're going, like, going back and forth LIV. Will they go to LIV or they stay in the PGA? But then one of the episodes is, like, the Samoan guy. He's Samoan and Tongan, I think, or just Samoan. And then Colin Marikawa. He's obviously Asian. He's from L.A. He's from out here. He's younger. Okay. So it's pretty interesting.
Nice. Okay.
I highly recommend
it.
It is addictive.
All right. I'll have to.
And did you watch the Murders documentary?
No, but I think I saw it trending on Netflix.
It is amazing. How have you not seen it yet? Yes.
Okay.
It's only, like, 3 episodes.
Does Kathy like it? Because Kathy has obsessed. Good taste in true crime.
Obsessed.
Okay. Then I'll have to make time for it. Yes, I will watch it. What is it called again?
Murdaugh Murders. Murdaugh's main word.
How many episodes?
3.
3? Oh, I can do that. Absolutely.
It's like an hour each or something.
Hell yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's 3. Either way, I was like, wow. It was just like your edge of my seat. Like, what is going to happen next? It was interesting.
Really? So, without giving it away, what is the crime?
It is about a very small town in South Carolina that basically, and this one family has been there since like the town's inception, and they cover everything up that they do wrong.
Oh.
Because they have deep pockets.
Okay.
So they do something wrong, they just throw money at, or they know somebody who's afraid of them, and they're like, oh, we're not going to say anything. Like, the cops are working for them because they're like lawyers.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, they are judge, jury, executioner.
All right, right. Yep. I'll check it out for sure.
Kathy just texted me to say crimes. Murder crimes. I don't know. Either way, later she's going to scream anyways. Okay, and so the real meat and potatoes of this episode, The Last of Us.
Yes, let's get into it.
Okay, what is your background on Last of Us? Did you play the video game?
No, I know nothing about the video game. So it's really fun watching it as someone outside of that world, being clueless to literally anything about the video game. And it's just been a lot of fun.
What made you watch it?
I think...
Full Fiction? Thank you.
Actually, I think you guys had covered it. And I was interested. And also, I think I saw a lot of hype on it on TikTok. Like, just people so excited to watch it, saying that this is going to be HBO's, like, Game of Thrones all over again. Like, just that big. The
intro deadass looks like Game of Thrones intro.
Yeah. And so, I really enjoyed Game of Thrones. House of Dragon had ended. I had nothing else on HBO that was new. And I really like Pedro Pascal. And Bella Ramsey, she's a really good actress. I forgot, who did she play? Lady Mormont?
Let me, to the Google.
Lady Mormont, I can't remember the first name though. But I was really excited to watch it. And I'm not a huge fan of like those apocalyptic shows, but this one got me on the edge of my seat. Very entertaining.
I feel like this is one of the best dystopian apocalyptic
shows
or movies that ever comes across.
You know, I remember first starting Walking Dead and I was really excited. And I think I watched up until Glenn's death. And then it just,
That's what I watched still, too.
Yeah, right? I just fell off. Like,
it was just kind of the same.
Yeah, the same. But I feel like this one, storytelling is doing really well with the pacing. And I know it might feel like there's some filler episodes. Like, for example, the one with...
Riley.
Yeah, with Riley felt a little filler. But it was also kind of good to have that in there. I think it was kind of good to throw that in there. Because if you remember when she kills someone... Mm-hmm. When they're and she said that wasn't my first time, and he's like, and she's like, I don't want to talk about it. Do you think her first time killing someone was Riley?
That's what my question was. I was like, did Riley survive? Is she immune like Bella?
Ellie.
Mm-hmm. Might be. So I was like, did Riley have to kill herself?
I don't know. I feel like Ellie might have killed her.
So I want to know what happened.
Yeah, I think
Game of Thrones, her name was Lyanna Mormont.
Lyanna Mormont. Okay, Mormont. So I got the Mormont right. I just couldn't remember the first name. Let's get into the episode. Yeah, let's get into the episode.
Let's hit it. So we start episode 8 with the cult. I was like, I was looking for a religious cult. I knew there had to be one out here. And it reminded me of the Waco cult.
Oh, yes. Waco is a good show. Yeah. Wait, did you watch it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Waco doc, crime doc, where that fool is like the Messiah or some shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
David Koresh. Uh-huh.
His name in real life? That's the actor?
That's the name he took on.
Oh, okay.
But the actor is Tim Riggins from Friday Night Lights.
Fuck, you're
right. I can't remember his first name. Kit. Kit something.
You're right, because yes. Kathy's watching Friday Night Lights. Mm-hmm.
And Tim Riggins. Friday Night Lights, yeah. That's Tim Riggins. He's David Koresh.
So that, it felt literally like that is exactly what's happening right now. I was like, this feels Waco as fuck right now.
Yeah. I didn't even make that reference, but you're totally right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so Joel, he's fucked up right now. So Ellie tries, she's the best hunter that Waco's ever seen right now.
Yeah. And then, like, isn't it awesome how Ellie is taking a lot of things that Joel has taught her, like with survival?
Yeah.
You know, she's like
really weird watching her six.
Yeah. And then the way she's taking care of Joel, I'm sure they're freezing and she could start a fire, but she doesn't, because remember Joel told her like the smoke, they're gonna see it, you know, other hunters or whatever. So she's like really smart about the way she's taking care of him and the way she's trying to hunt. So you can see that evolution of her.
Yeah, she's leveling up.
Yeah,
episode in episode. So then she gets the deer, she shot the deer. It runs off and dies right in front of the Waco Messiah,
the Waco cult.
Yeah, His name's David, I think, in the show.
Oh my God, another David. Jesus.
Yeah, it's...
Is it David? I think you're right.
David and James. That's where they were. Yes, so, yeah, David and James are like, where the fuck does your come from? Ellie used to drop on him, and then she eventually bargains for penicillin.
Mm-hmm. Which, don't you think is funny? Because penicillin is a fungi, right? Or something like that? Is derived from fungus?
You tell me. You're in science.
I know. I took microbio years ago. But I think it is derived from fungus, penicillin.
You want me to Google it, or are we just going to take your word for it? We're just going to take your word for it.
Yeah, take my word for it.
So, interesting. I didn't even pick that up. That's very interesting.
Yeah, I can. Don't give me all the credit. I saw it on TikTok.
Oh my God. You are the TikTok investigator.
Hell yeah.
Wait till Love is Blind comes out.
My God. I'm going to pop off.
In a few weeks. That's next week.
Oh yeah, it is.
I saw it on Netflix coming out next week.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be texting you guys.
Yeah, so I was like, wow. Kathy's going to go MIA for like
I know. It's going to be great.
Anyways, back to The Last of Us. She's penicillin. I swear to God, she's going to make Joel OD on penicillin.
She's so much.
I was like, bruh, nah, that ain't how it fucking works, bro. Yeah. So I was like, ain't no shot. He's going to OD.
Yeah. I thought that was a little corny.
Like, yeah. I was like, the whole thing? Yeah. Fuck.
Right,
what if he gets hit later?
Yeah. But I mean, whatever.
It works, whatever.
Yeah, it worked for the storyline.
And then they, the cult, they're like, mount up. We're going to go get that little bitch. Mm-hmm. So I was like, they're mounting up. She sees them, which I was like, I was been wondering the whole time what the hell the horse has been eating. Apparently, the horse has been eating snow or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the garage. So I was like, oh, what a good horse.
I know. I love that. I forgot about the horse. So she opened up the garage and was like, oh, the horse.
Yeah. So eventually, she tries to lead him away from Joel.
Mm-hmm.
In the scuffle. Fucker ends up shooting the horse. I was like, not the fucking horse.
I know, not the horse. I hate when animals die, especially the horse.
I was like, dog, that was their main mode of transportation. They have to walk everywhere.
I know, but weren't you annoyed that she called attention to herself? She's like, hey, fuckers, and then starts shooting at them. I was like, you could have just ran off.
She could have just got the drop on them, started picking them off like Mel Gibson in The Patriot.
Yeah.
But anyways, she still has some. She's not completely leveled up. She's still leveling up.
Yeah, yeah. She's still learning. Our girl's still learning.
Yeah, she got to think three steps ahead, not just one step. So I was really pissed off when they shot the horse. I was like, damn, they're going to have to walk everywhere. Dude, they're in Colorado. They don't really know where they're at.
Yeah. Oh, really quick, though. You missed that when Ellie and David are having a chat, he tells her that they are who killed one of their groupmates.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. They killed the homie.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
I don't remember his name. But
Alec.
Alec?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He killed Alec.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wait a minute. What were you doing at Colorado State University?
Me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
Yeah. So now they clearly have a vendetta against her.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
But for some reason, he doesn't want to kill her at this point. And you're like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone you see you don't know is literally a threat.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know if they're infected.
Exactly.
So, which I was like, it's been very interesting. We haven't actually seen any infected or zombies in a few episodes now.
That's true.
And for an apocalyptic show that's supposed to be a zombie show, we haven't seen any zombies, and it's still very good.
It's been two episodes, I think.
We just saw like one when Riley's ass got bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right. Mm-hmm.
But that was like a flashback.
Doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Yeah. The last one we saw is killing Kathleen.
That's right.
That's the last one we saw.
One of those in the little present. Fuckers jumped off the top rope and just... clotheslined her.
That was awesome. But yeah, we move on to where they capture her, right?
Yeah, they capture her.
Yeah, and she's in the little jail cell.
She's in the little jail cell, which I thought was interesting. They put it in the kitchen, so I was like, I guess. And they capture like deer or something.
Isn't it funny though? You know why? It makes sense why the jail cell is in the kitchen, because they're cannibals. They're gonna chop her up.
Okay, we're just gonna lead right into that. Yeah, they're cannibals. She found someone's fucking ear, and we're like, what? I was like, I knew those fuckers didn't look right in the eyes.
Yeah.
I was like, something about it. I was like, if the Waco Messiah could have kept going, this would have been him.
Right.
He would have kept eating people.
How were you shocked when you found out they were cannibals? I actually was.
Not too much, because like, those fuckers did look a little off.
Yes, that's true. Like, I knew they were obviously not good people. I just didn't know the extent.
Cause like, how did they not know? Like, hey, we haven't seen what's his face in a few weeks. What would happen to him? It's like, fool, you're in a small town.
Yeah.
Basically. So, yeah, they took over a resort in Colorado, and that was like, wow, it's kind of a good idea to have, like, a whole city, and they have a great hall already built.
Yeah.
So like, if anybody hears any...
Scuffling,
both my dog and Myra's dog are going at each other right now.
A nice new little friendship is forming.
It's a good clean fight, though. It's a good clean fight. So she gets captured, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, Joel, he fucking wakes up out of nowhere mm-hmm. and starts taking fools out like he's Rambo.
That was awesome.
I was like, dude, how fast that penicillin work?
Right?
I was like, this is 20-year-old penicillin that he literally just OD'd on, and he's taking fools out left and right.
It was a fight or flight, man. It's fight or flight.
Yeah. Which is like, he did a great job. And he was fucking ruthless. He was real mafioso when he got to it.
Yeah, he like jumped the first one, like did the sneak attack, stabbed him in the neck.
Yeah.
And then we kind of saw how he captured the other two.
Yeah.
But then we move into the scene where he has them hostage, like tied down.
Yeah, that was a great scene of just like interrogation tactics. I was like, damn, this fool could have been in Guantanamo. Because he's just like, hey, you better point it out and your partner better say the same thing or you're going to die.
Yeah.
And then he pointed it out, and he killed that fool anyway. Yeah. So I was like, no mames, fool like that.
He's like, don't worry, I believe him, and then bam.
I was like, damn.
He was
mixing up the weapon choice, too. I was like, damn, this fool had options.
Yeah, he was. This is probably like the darkest kills we've seen from Joel since the very first episode when he killed that guard. From
like last episode with Riley, of being like a little slower and not much action, except when they got bit, to like, they're popping off this episode. People be shooting, getting the drop on them.
Yeah, this episode was intense, like... Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, it was crazy. And not even over yet.
Yeah, not one over. And next, what do we move on to? Next?
In fact, we move on and they're like...
He's talking to her in the jail cell.
Yeah, and he's trying to plead to her like, I need an intellectual equal. I was like, yeah, fool, all these fuckers are getting dumber because they're eating each other.
That's true.
I was like, dude, have you not read Lord of the Flies? Or you seen Yellow Jackets? Because this is exactly what happened. I have no idea what happens.
He basically tells her like... we're the same. You have a dark heart. And he says that because he has a dark heart.
Yeah.
And then I think that really hits her.
Yeah. Like, and she's kind of like, seems like she's coming around on him.
Oh, yes. I knew she was tricking him.
Yeah. And I was like, she's too fucking stubborn. She ain't listened to a thing anyone said all season. Yeah. Now she's going to start? No mames. Not no right mames. Now. So then she broke that fool's finger. I was like, damn, that was gangster.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. But then obviously in that process, she pissed him off and he like basically told her like, oh, yeah, we're going to eat you. You know,
and he's like, how'd you put it? Little bits,
little pieces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, man.
I know.
Creepy.
I know. That was very creepy. That actor did a phenomenal job because he gave me the creeps.
Yeah, he is creepy. Just if you see him today. Ooh. Yeah, my dog's crying right now. Just cause I don't know why. And then they come back like, you know what, fuck it, we're just going to eat you anyways. And then he comes back with a homie that's been wanting to kill her and been undermining David since minute one, the homie James.
Which, you know the fun fact?
I think there is a fun fact, but I forgot about it. Did he voice the video game?
Yes.
I knew it.
Yes.
I think I saw he wanted to be a clicker.
Oh, yeah, he did want to be a clicker.
Which I was like, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So that's one full fiction nugget for me.
I got that it right. Was pretty awesome.
And then
I have another nugget, but I'll announce it at the end of the episode.
Okay, I don't know what that nugget is. So then we get to, what was I talking about?
Then James and David grab her. They're going to lay her on the table so they can begin, you know, killing her.
Yeah, we're just like, oh, for sure. She's about to get chopped. She's going to lose a digit, something.
Yes. And the whole time I was like, how is she going to get out of this? You know? And I did expect Joel to come, like, pop in. But at the same time, I didn't because I didn't know where he was. Mm-hmm. So I was like, how is she going to get out of this? And then she was smart enough to tell them, like, oh, like, I'm bit. You know, I'm infected. And then she had bitten David.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was like, that clever little bitch.
Yeah. That was awesome.
That was clever.
So it bought her some time. And in that hesitation that they had, David and James, she was able to like grab his knife and, you know.
Yeah, because he like tried to like intimidate her with a chop. Mm-hmm. That was just the knife ended up right next to her head. Yes. She grabbed that shit so fast and took out the homie James.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool death scene.
And I was like, yeah, that was a gnarly death scene.
And they showed it to us.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ah, no mames, that was so fast.
Jump scare, dude. I was like, oh my God.
The jump scares in this thing have been great. Like when the homie had to kill his brother, he shot his brother.
Oh, yes.
That jump scene. I was like, oh my God. And then right again, oh my God.
Right? Oh my God. It was so fast. And you're just like, oh, they're just showing us everything. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's why I think this show is peak because it shows us.
Yeah, that's true.
It goes an extra mile.
It's like you can't look away. No, it's not even you can't look away. It just happens. You don't have time to look away.
Yeah. I wouldn't have looked away anyways. Yeah,
true. I wouldn't either.
So So I was like, no, mom, Mrs. Fuller just got chopped at the cleaver. Mm-hmm. And then we see, like, she runs out and she's hiding from him. And I was like, and then somehow she sets the place on fire.
She threw a piece of, like, fire, like a log. Oh,
that log thing.
Uh-huh. She threw a piece of log.
That was clever. I don't know if she thought that was going to happen, or that was a happy accident, but I was like, all right.
Happy accident for sure.
And that fool would rather let that place burn than let her get away.
Yeah.
I was like, that's really telling.
Yeah.
Come on, David. You need priorities, fool. You try to survive a marathon, not a sprint.
And then David was determined to kill her.
Yeah, it felt like, what was that? Fuck, what was the name of the movie? Jurassic Park, when the velociraptor's in the kitchen chasing the kids, and, like, they're trying to just, like, get around it, and, like, it's almost like an episode of Marco Polo, where just, like, he's just trying to talk to her to lure her out, and he can't find her. And I was like, that's so clever.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And she finds a knife in the kitchen. I was like, fool, that was the first place you should have checked, dog. That's where all the weapons are at.
Yeah.
And he ends up,
she ends
getting
up,
turned around.
Yeah, I think she got him through the back, right?
Yeah, like, no, she snuck, like, up on him? She ran up and she screamed. I was like, nah, fuck, don't scream.
Yeah, why do you gotta scream?
And she and that fucker swung up like she's tall. And I was like, why would you swing up, dog? She's short.
Yeah.
She's so much shorter than you. And then he left himself exposed and she got him one time.
Yeah, I heard that whole scene was, like, almost identical to the video game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She got a little chola in her.
Yeah, so the part where she sneaks up on him and then him swinging up, I think I saw a side-by-side, and it was, like, pretty identical. And then I think, and then, of course, she gets to, oh, you forgot the part where,
what's the part?
Right before she kills him.
There's a lot of parts.
Like, literally right before she kills him, he gets on top of her, and he says, yeah, this is my favorite part. The fight, the struggle, or the fight, or whatever.
Yeah, and I was like, is this fucker about to rape her right now?
Yes.
I was like, this is exactly like Waco.
Yes! Oh, my God.
Dude, I was like, this is the Waco cult, bro.
Yeah, I thought that was really chilling.
How? Yeah, I was freaked out. I was like, oh, dude, I got the goosebumps. Yeah. I was like, oh, dude, I'm creeped out.
He had her pinned down, and you know how in the beginning he has said that, like, he was a math teacher? It almost makes you question, like, was he really a math teacher? I mean, he could have been lying. But then if he was a math teacher, what if, like, he used his role as, like, an educator to, you know, do that stuff?
That's even worse.
Yeah, right? It's very creepy to think about if he really.
Yeah, and just how that fool looks, I just, like, he did it. I know he did it.
Yeah.
I am judging him. Yeah, by the way he looks, he did it.
Yeah, that was very chilling. But then it was awesome that she was able to get the knife and then stab him.
Yeah.
And it was great to see her, like, really just let out all the rage in her and, like, just.
Yeah, she went off, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I was like, yep, this is going to affect her for a long time.
Yes, that was a great performance. It was very chilling.
That was a great performance. That was the only thing they didn't, like, show us. Mm-hmm. I was like, because they're showing us all the other deaths, but I was like, yeah, nah, she made that full some into chorizo right now.
For real, yeah. I think it was more important for us to see her reaction.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy because you could just feel, like, her anger through the screen. I was like, ooh. Creepy.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, also another thing, because of course I'm on TikTok. They said on TikTok that in the game, Joel is the one who comes in and rescues her.
Mm. Oh, she didn't need no shiny armor.
Yeah.
Shiny armor.
But the writers or whatever said that they wanted none of that. They didn't want Joel to intervene. They didn't want him to be her rescuer. They wanted Ellie to be her own rescuer and get
it. I think it makes most sense because ain't no way off coming off an OD of penicillin that Joel can make it 4 miles to the campsite that they have. I was like, dude, ain't no way. And he's already limping, bruh. No, stop it. He ain't got the horse. Horse is dead. Yeah, he did stumble upon their, like, where they keep their cadavers and just hanging and shit.
Oh,
they
yes.
Chop the heads off.
Yeah, and that's where he saw the bodies.
I was like, this is creepy.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty wild.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, and then we get to the scene where she walks out of the burning building.
Yeah, it looks like she's walking directly to the water. It's like, fuck it all.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it hit pretty hard when Joel's like, I got you, baby girl. And I was like, oh. Their connection just got so much deeper.
Right? I didn't expect myself to get, like, emotional, but I got teary-eyed. I was like, oh, my God, that was so good.
She's crying right now, guys.
I know. It was just so, oh, my God. Yeah. I was, like, screaming. I feel bad for my neighbors. And then also another fun thing to see was that in that moment where he's holding her and says, I got you, baby girl, you can see on his wrist is the watch that his daughter gave him.
Oh.
And then that's also, you see him wearing that, obviously, when she's dying in his arms. And so I thought that
was nice. Gosh. So many parallels.
Yeah. But again, not me. Got it on TikTok. I wish I could take all the credit, but I'm an honest gal.
That Waco thing was all me. So if you find it on TikTok, it was from Full Fiction.
That was all Greg.
So I really enjoyed that episode. That was probably the best episode I can think of right now. Maybe recency bias, because I think episode one was a banger.
Yeah, absolute banger. But yeah, this was a really, really good episode. I feel like it was paced well, too.
It was.
You know, like, I didn't feel like they were trying to fill anything in or you know, show us stuff that was unnecessary. And then also, we forgot to mention, it's kind of funny. You remember how the daughter of the guy they killed, Joel killed? Mm-hmm. She was like, oh, when can we bury my dad? And he's like, in the spring. But I'm pretty sure they ate him.
Oh, for sure for they dinner, ate that right? fucker.
Yeah, that's wild.
And yeah, he slapped the shit out of her, too. Oh, yeah, he slapped her. I was like, holy shit. No one did nothing. I was like, bruh. Dave, yeah. We have to talk, Dave.
We got to talk, Dave. But yeah, that was a beautifully shot and written episode.
It was. Man, that cult freaked me out.
Yeah, David was scary.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But the next episode is the last.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And she's like, let's finish this. I was like, fool. Finish what? You don't have a horse. You don't have a truck. All your supplies are gone.
Yeah, like, what are you going to do?
Joel's leaking in the streets.
Joel's leaking, leaving his juice everywhere.
Yeah. Fuck.
But I did see an Easter egg that in the next episode, the person who played Ellie in the video games is going to be her mom, I think.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, I saw that. So I'm assuming they're going to
I think I saw someone, like, crawling like crazy or something.
Yeah, I think they're going
to like, no, mom, what the fuck?
You know, if that's the case, if Ellie's mom is going to be shown, I feel like they're going to do, like, a flashback episode.
I'd and be I so
hope,
mad.
I yeah, I hope it's not all flashback. I hope it's, like, a quick flashback and then to the present.
Because, like, if there was an episode of Skip, I feel like it was a Riley episode.
Oh, I agree. Because I think it was a little important to the story, but not it really. Was, but not like, a whole episode.
No, nah, like, I don't like side missions.
Yeah. But did you notice, though, the clothes that she was wearing in the Riley episode is the same clothes that we found her in episode one with Marlene?
Hmm. Yes, yeah. Kind of. Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So all these I want to know what happens exactly. Okay, now I just want to know what happens. Like, all right, does she have to kill Riley?
I feel like she did, dude.
That's crazy.
I know. Her lover, her
Riley's
bestie.
Riley's a little dumbass fool doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
Be hey, like play that. Dumb games, win dumb prizes.
True.
Full fiction nugget.
Full fiction tip number one.
Okay, so quick question. Do you think you'd be able to live in this, if it 2003 happened in this show and apocalypse shit, zombies and fungus?
No, absolutely not. Take me out.
Take you
first
out?
First day. Yes. I'm not living through that shit.
Do you want to? Are you going to try?
No, I would literally have a nice goodbye with my family, but I'm not going to do it, guys. Hug them, say I love you, pray for me. Yes, take me out. I'm not living through that. I wouldn't even survive, my dumbass. I'd get myself killed. No. I'm not smart enough to survive an apocalypse. No.
So you give yourself no time at all. You're bowing out early.
Yeah, bowing out early.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to see any of the destruction, any of that. No, just take me out.
Every girl that I've asked, they're like, nope, take me out.
Yeah, I know Kathy wants to be taken out. Absolutely. Shit, kill me and Kathy together.
Absolutely.
I'm not doing it.
She would say, blessed sister, where are we going?
Blessed. We'll hold hands, die. Yeah. What about you? Do you think you're surviving?
I'm surviving at least 3 weeks.
I can see that.
I think. Right. If anything, I'll just stand on a rooftop and watch everything happen.
That's true.
Because those fuckers weren't the smartest.
they're not the smartest.
I've watched plenty of zombie movies. Shaun of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead, it don't matter.
Shaun of the Dead is awesome.
That's really funny. Dawn of the Dead, Resident Evil, those fuckers are sprinting, though.
No, 28 weeks later, they're sprinting.
Yeah,
I'm out, bro. I'm slow as fuck. No, I'm not surviving.
Yeah, I based off 3 weeks, we'll see what happens from there. It could either be another day or it could be a year, but I don't give myself more than a year's fucking pushing it.
I know.
Like, that's best case scenario. Everything went right.
Oh, my God. The fact that some of these people survived the 20 years is that's insane. That's crazy.
Yeah. What's his face? Bill?
Bill, yeah.
Okay, what's been your most traumatic death so far? Because there's been a lot of fucking deaths.
Definitely, yeah, the Bill and... What's his name? Bill and Frank?
Yeah, Bill and Frank.
Yeah.
No, you didn't care about Sam?
Oh, no, I didn't... I feel like... I mean, yeah, Sam... It was pretty sad with Sam. But I don't know. Bill and Frank just tugged at my heartstrings. Mm. What, yours is Sam?
I think so. I feel nothing went right for that kid's life, man.
That's true.
From the jump, that fool can't communicate with nobody. He can't hear these fuckers coming.
He got cancer.
Yeah. I was like, dog.
Like, bruh.
He's not even 10.
I know. I know Steve. That guy is harsh. He wanted Sam dead.
I know. He's like, as soon as you get bit, off him.
Yeah. No, even when he got cancer, Steve was like off him. Bruh.
He says that, but nah, that fool's a big old softy.
Is he? Because now we know that Steve hates kids and he hates women. Let it be known.
You should see the way he is with his two little dogs.
Oh. I know, I'm kidding. We love Steve.
Yeah, the minute they got bows in their hair, that fool's going to melt.
Aw. He's a softy.
Is there anything else you want to touch on? Anything else you're looking forward to?
Anything else I'm looking forward to? Oh, you know, we started Shrinking. That's exciting. Oh, that's
right. You're watching Shrinking.
That's a good show. That's a good show to look forward to and watch.
That has the homie. It has Harrison Ford in it.
Harrison Ford and Jason Segel.
I think it's so funny. Harrison Ford plays a 70-year-old, but he's really 80.
Oh, my God. He's 80? Yeah. Jeez. That's crazy. No, that's a great show. Obviously, looking forward to Yellowjackets, where you talked about that. Guardians, I know. I don't think you're that excited, right, for Guardians, are you?
I just know, because I feel like it's going to be a solemn movie. Like, these fuckers are going to die.
Yes, I can see that, yeah.
So at least two of them are going to die.
I know. I mean, someone's going to die. It's going to be sad, but I feel like
there's two antagonists. There's, like, the dude that's, like, the creator or something.
The Creator? No, that's Conqueror.
Yeah, no, he's got, like, his face is all, like, pushed back, and he was the one that experimented on...
Oh, Rocket.
Rocket. You're but there's also Adam Warlock, which that fool is going to be OP for a minute.
Yes. Yeah.
So there's two of them they got to fight, basically.
Yeah. And I'm excited.
And they're in jail, so they're down bad.
Yeah. That one's one to look forward to. And I don't know. Where we talked about, we're excited for Love is Blind to come out.
Yeah, Myra's going to crawl in the hole and you'll never see her again on TikTok.
Absolutely not. but yeah, those are the main ones that I am looking forward to. That's it.
All right. For now. Honestly, thank you for filling in this week. Of course. I know you've been loving The Last of Us.
It's been awesome.
What are you rating it in your top shows?
Last of Us?
Yeah.
Oh, like a solid 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. Yeah. Bet. It, again, as someone who doesn't know anything about the video games, it's just a great show to watch. I feel like it's getting paced well. The storyline is great. They're casting great actors. Like, I don't like Kathleen, but Melanie Lynskey's a great actress. Mm-hmm.
And you're in the Tommy Hive?
Yeah, I'm in the Tommy Hive. I'm a Tommy gal. He's a little hottie. That's the mustache for me. but yeah, they're casting really well, and I really love how they're incorporating, like, the video game characters into the show. I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think they're gonna have a second season.
Oh, they should. Oh, and also I read or heard that this last episode that aired, episode 8, was the highest viewing episode, and it surpassed, I think, one of Game of Thrones' highest episodes or something like that. And I think Game of Thrones had a high count, like, in their fifth or sixth season, and Last of Us already achieved it in their only eighth episode.
I can't believe... I'm so mad it's only 9 episodes. I was really hoping for 10.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they're going to end off season 1, because I was like, dude, we're in the middle of a...
End it?
I was like, it's so like, dog, we're so far from accomplishing anything that we set out when we left Boston, bro. We literally went across the United States right now, and we're popping a U-turn in Colorado.
I know, like, how's it going to end? Even in the preview, I'm like, I don't know what's
going to
happen.
So does it mean we're going to Utah or not, bruv? But then season 2 has been confirmed.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm excited for the finale. I'm excited, but I'm sad, because then what are we going to look forward to?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And it takes HBO shows forever to release the second season, but those fuckers are good.
I know. That's why they take forever, you know?
Yeah.
They're brewing some good shit up. We just got to be patient.
If we never figure out what happens to Riley, I'm going to be so mad and be like, fool, did she die? Did she kill you?
I feel like we'll figure it out. And if we don't, then I still think she killed her. Ellie killed her.
Yeah, probably, most likely, because I think Riley didn't have the balls to kill herself.
Yeah, absolutely not.
All right, cool. Thank you for hopping on Full Fiction.
Absolutely. You guys can follow me on IG at Myra Zavy, MairaZavy.
Does Ollie have an IG yet?
Ollie does not have an IG, but he makes appearances in my stories, so.
Thanks
for having me, Greg. I always love coming on. I'm the number one fan. VP of the fan club. I mean, president of the fan club, not VP. My bad.
All right. Thank you all for listening. Till next episode.
Peace.
Peace.